My name is Christopher Groden. I'm from Belfast. And I'm the treasurer of a non-profit performing arts organization called Arts for All, with a goal of acquiring and restoring the Belfast Opera House as a state-of-the-art performance venue for Belfast and the Waldo County area. While my main interest is in the creative economy, I'm also a member of the board of directors of the Belfast Co-op. I'd like to echo some of the comments made last night by the gentleman from Searsport Shores Campground with regards to the hopefully growing tourism trade in the Mid-Coast region and in Maine generally. Maine's enduring motto, which for decades has gone everywhere that our license plates go, is simply vacation land. This motto has taken on a new meaning with the advent in our day and age of ecotourism, along with historical and cultural tourism. It is an inescapable fact of our lives, regardless of the views of our present governor, that tourism is the number one industry in Maine's economy. A few years ago, a guest on the MBPN show Maine Watch spoke with authority about ecotourism. His name is Costas Crist, and he travels the world reporting on ecotourism projects for National Geographic. He said that of every place in the world he has visited, Maine stands out due to its unique combination of an unspoiled natural environment and its close proximity to a major first world population center. He went so far as to suggest that Maine could and should base its economy on ecotourism. My point is that Maine's future well-being is not served by further industrialization, especially on a scale proposed by mega fossil fuel corporations whose interests are to profit by our loss and bind us and our posterity to an unsafe, increasingly expensive, failing technology that is poisoning the earth and all living things for as long as they can get away with it, which means for as long as we let them. Like it or not, they control our federal government at this time, using the money they take from us to pervert our democratic process. Local town boards like yourselves, who altruistically volunteer your precious time to serve the interests of your families, neighbors, and friends, are now our last and often only line of defense against the onslaught of these corporations and their toxic technologies. In you, we trust to do the right thing. And I'll finish with this. 3 Mile Island, Chernobyl, Times Beach, Exxon Valdez, BP's blowout in the Gulf, Fukushima, all received local permitting and approval based on the corporate assurances that the worst case scenario couldn't happen there. I'm mostly Irish, and we have something called Murphy's Law. There's a good cautionary principle that scientists and engineers and corporate dreamers should consider when hatching their grand, highly profitable plans. Whatever can go wrong at any given time, sooner or later, will go wrong.
Thank you, Christopher.